Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
It's Thunder and PT's Second Date Update.
We're so happy to have Tyler joining us on Second Date Update. Good morning, Tyler. Thank you. First of all, Tyler, I know it takes a little bit of courage to come on Second Date Update to talk about, you know, personal relationships. So we appreciate that. And you can do so, too, if you've been on a great first date but haven't been able to get that other person to a second. 1029thewolf.com. Let us know. Maybe we'll find out why. All right. First of all, Tyler, how's it going?
I'm doing well, guys. Thank you for having me. How are you?
Good. Thank you. So let's get right to it. How's it going with Michelle? And are you thinking that she's just simply ghosting you?
Yeah, honestly, I think so. We went on a date a couple of weeks ago, and she just isn't calling me back. And I don't think I did anything wrong, so I'm just a bit confused.
Yeah. And did you meet her through like a friend group or like online or something? Or
no, we met online and in a dating app. So we like the same things. We live near each other. We both obviously thought that it was a good match. So after chatting for a bit, we finally decided to hang out and meet up.
That's good. No real huge relationship hurdles to get started with. Where was this first date with Michelle, Tyler?
We went to Outback for dinner.
Oh, good. No rules, just right. Is that what it is? Is
this I think so.
Did you start with a bloomin' onion or what?
Those are great.
No. We had a really nice meal together, and we talked for a while and joked around. We got along really great. It felt very natural. There seemed that there was chemistry. I picked up the check at the end of the meal, and I said that we should do this again. She said definitely, and that was kind of the end of the date. But I felt the way that things ended was, like an indicator that she had a good time.
Yeah.
Typically, when something goes south, you can tell by the end of the date, based off the vibe, if you're going to see the person again. And I didn't get that from her. I thought we were going to hang out again.
Well, she's not going to say definitely if she's not interested, right? Like, that's weird.
Right, exactly.
Well, let's see if we can't get her shrimp on your Barbie and get you guys to a second date. I don't even know what that means, but I think it's good. 3 minutes away, Tyler, you hold on. We're going to call Michelle. If she answers, agrees to come on our show, Second Date Update, hopefully get some answers, hopefully get you to a second date. How's that sound?
Yeah, that would be super helpful. Okay.
All right.
I appreciate it.
You bet. Stay right there. 3 minutes away, second half, Second Date Update, next with Thunder and PT on The Wolf.
You open the fridge. There's nothing there. So what's it going to be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-through burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. at least 20 grams of protein, no artificial flavors or colors, no chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's Thunder and PT's second date update.
It's another dating mystery. What has happened to Michelle after a great first date with Tyler? They went out to dinner. He went to Outback Steakhouse.
Honestly, we had a really nice meal together, and we talked for a while and joked around. We got along really great. It felt very natural. There was chemistry. I said that we should do this again. She said definitely, and that was kind of the end of the date. But the way that things ended was, you know, like an indicator that she had a good time.
Well, that's almost 2 weeks ago now, and no response from Michelle, so we're here to find out what's up.
Hello.
Hi, good morning. Is this Michelle?
Yes, this is Michelle. Can I ask who's calling?
Yeah, hi, Michelle. It's not a spam call, sales call, or anything, or a robocall, or anything like that. And please just stay with me. Don't hang up. It's Thunder and PT, and we co-host the morning... Hello, you there? Michelle?
Yeah,
okay.
Right,
all right. And we co-host the morning radio show here at 102.9 The Wolf. We do a segment called Second Date Update on our show. We are calling you, Michelle, because a gentleman named Tyler has had some trouble getting a hold of you since a date you had with him. I think, what, PT, was it a couple of weeks ago?
Yeah, I think a week and a half or 2 weeks, yeah.
Do you remember?
Wait a minute. Yeah, he asked you to call me?
Yes.
So he listens to our show, and so he reached out to us to see if we could track you down.
And find out why you are not getting back to him. Would this be okay to talk about?
I mean, it's honestly like a little uncomfortable to be talking about my private life.
I understand that. And you don't have to. But here's the thing. He had such a wonderful, just a wonderful time with you. And he went to Outback Steakhouse. He thought everything was going well. And he'd love to get you out for a second date and keep this thing kind of moving along. And we're just calling to see what you thought of that. Did you have a good time on the first date?
Well, yeah, but it was embarrassing, though. Like, I don't know. I don't think we have the same sense of humor, I guess.
You don't have the same sense of humor. What do you mean?
Well, I mean, like, it's not even just about his jokes, to be completely honest with you. It's his accent. Like every time, you know, he would speak to the waitress, he pretended he was from Australia.
Oh no.
And then.
Because you went to Outback.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, and like once is a little cringy and everything, but like he kept doing it through the entire date.
You sure?
It got old really fast.
Okay, we talked to Tyler and he didn't sound Australian to us. So you think he was faking this accent? That he changed his accent when he got to the restaurant?
Yeah, exactly. Like every time the waitress would walk up, I don't know if he was trying to be funny or like impress me or impress her. Or I'm not really sure, to be honest.
And you didn't.
Yeah,
and
you do an accent.
And you didn't say anything to him. Like, why are you talking?
Like, drop it or something.
Right.
I mean, like, I kind of tried to like hint towards it like once or twice, but then like he kept up the whole date, and then I was just like, oh my god, like I just.
So was he talking to you with his conversation outside of with the waiter waitress? Or people at the restaurant, was he talking to you this way?
Oh, no, when he was talking to me and we were having like a normal conversation at the table, he was being himself and that was great. And like that part of the conversation was like wonderful. It was good. But the waitress, every time she would come up, and I think she was getting, like, super annoyed.
Yeah, that would kind of drive me crazy, too. How about this? Michelle, we have Tyler on the other line. He's still on hold with us from our earlier segment. Could we just put the two of you together to see what this is all about, to see if this is maybe in your imagination or if what Tyler was thinking by speaking Australian at Outback to the waitress?
Oh, my gosh. Oh, man.
It would just
a quick moment.
And then we can get to the bottom of this and see if this is really a deal breaker for you. Because obviously you're not getting back. But this has been the holdup because he acted kind of bizarre behavior.
Yeah, it was a little bizarre, but fine.
Okay, sure. Hold on right there. Tyler, can you hear me?
All right, I'm here, mate.
Oh, God. Oh, Tyler.
There it is. Yeah. Tyler, what's that all? Could you hear what Michelle was saying on the other line?
Yes, I'm so sorry, honestly. Like, I was just nervous, and I was trying to make you laugh, I guess. I guess I got carried away a little. I thought we were kind of both in on the joke, you know, because it was very obvious that I would do it when the waitress would come over. But, my bad.
Okay. I mean, it is somewhat funny now, but, like, it was just too much that night. It was, like, every single time. Dude, it was too much. And, like, the worst part, like, what bothered me the most, I guess, I think, is, like, the waitress. I don't know if you noticed, but she was rolling her eyes every time she walked away from the table. So.
She was over it, too, from the first one.
You don't think that they've ever heard that?
Never heard some guy pretend to do the Australian.
It's like for DJs, it's like, oh, you got a face for radio. I've never heard that before. Okay, Tyler, we have got to hear how you ordered in Australia, or with it's still English, but with the Australian accent. Can you give us an example?
I mean, it was like little things, like, you know, the shrimp on the barbe and, you know, Nolly. And I kept saying Nolly. And she was like, what is this guy? I don't know. I guess I didn't notice her rolling her eyes, and I didn't realize that I was getting on everyone's nerves. Yeah. So, like, okay. You know, but I would love to make it up to you, you know.
I feel like it's one of those things where, I mean, Michelle, here's the deal. I mean, Tyler, obviously, if you recognize it, you just kind of, you take the joke, and we've all been there with a joke where you kind of take it, you know, too far, right? It just goes on for forever.
Yeah, no, that was clearly the case here. I just didn't realize it.
Let's cut to the chase. If he quits, kills the Australian accent, Michelle, would you give him another chance?
I don't know. Let's see. I mean, the conversation was good.
Yeah.
Minus the accent.
Right. Would you go out to dinner again with him without the accent?
I guess. Yeah. I mean, I was thinking of trying out this French restaurant that opened up near me, but you have to control yourself. Wait. Like, no accents.
Oui, oui. I'm kidding.
Oh, my God.
Oh, man. Oh, that's good. Listen, Michelle and, of course,
you
Tyler.
You great together.
You do. Thank
Try
you, PG.
Again.
All right. We just want to say we wish you all the best, and thanks for being on Second Date Update. Good night.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second, and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience. And it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.